How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. Journal, journal@issuesetc.org. We like to end our first hour on Fridays by going through what you've written, what you have had to say, our listeners, in the form of your blog post. We do that every week as often as we can. Now, if you have a blog you'd like us to start reading it, you need to have the Issues Etc. widget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. And if you can't post it at your widget, if you have a WordPress widget, there's also instructions there to help you post a widget-like thing there. And then let us know that your blog exists. Send us an email with the link to your blog or to a particular post of your blog that you'd like us to read. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Then we'll start reading it. And maybe one of these weeks, we'll pick your blog as Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is one of our favorites around here, Pastor Thomas Messer's Abide in My Word. It's a blog post titled Dignified Informality. From today's Thursday missive by former Lutheran Church Missouri Synod President Kieschnick, here's the quote from the missive. To the greatest extent possible, pastors and other worship leaders do well to design and conduct services that are conducted in what might be called a spirit of dignified informality. That's the end quote. Pastor Messer picks up in his blog post, what is dignified informality? Dignified means having or showing a composed or a serious manner that is worthy of respect. And informality means a manner that does not take forms and ceremonies seriously. So evidently, what this means is that those who conduct worship services should be serious and respectful while not taking the ceremonies they're conducting seriously. The point of this dignified informality is seemingly to give the worshiper some sense of the presence of the Spirit of God in pastor and people, while not overwhelming them in such a way that they take that presence too seriously, the goal being to please everyone, so that the hearts and heads of both those who want some dignity and those who seek informality in their worship experience are satisfied. So, reverent, but not too reverent. Respectful, but not too respectful, serious, but not too serious, or another way to express it is Lutheran, but not too Lutheran. Still another way to express this is to use that infamous line many a heartbroken boy or girl has heard from his or her boy/girlfriend upon breaking up, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastor Thomas Messer's Abide in My Word.
I like you. I just don't like you that way. God. You know what? I think President Kieschnick would do well. God love him, but I think he would do well to follow the example of his political hero, George W. Bush, and just fade away into the distance. George W. Bush doesn't do a lot of interviews. He doesn't have a lot to say nowadays because he's a former president, and he knows it. He's down in Crawford having a good time, and the best to Dr. Kieschnick as well. You know, we'll take that advice for what it's worth. My pick comes from a blog post called Walking the Lonely Way, and the post is actually called Servants of a Present Christ, Not Vicars of an Absent Christ. And it quotes here from Luther's 1520 treatise on the freedom of the Christian. Believe none who exalt you. Believe those who humble you. This is the judgment of God, that he has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. Luke 1:52. See how different Christ is from his successors. Although they would all wish to be his vicars, I fear that most of them have been too literally his vicars. A man is a vicar only when his superior is absent. If the Pope rules while Christ is absent, what else is he but a vicar of Christ? What is the church indeed under such a vicar but a mass of people without Christ? Indeed, what is such a vicar but an antichrist and an idol? How much more properly did the apostles call themselves servants of the present Christ, not vicars of an absent Christ? And he says this statement, though directed to the Pope, has application to all who serve in the office of the ministry. Pride is always lurking, seeking to consume pastors, and many can unfortunately recount the devastating effects when it takes hold. Luther insists that when we wallow in our pride and status, we end up pointing only to ourselves. This can happen to the country pastor as well as the TV evangelist. In short, all pastors are susceptible to making their office all about themselves rather than all about Christ. That's my blog pick for blog of the week on this Friday afternoon. When we come back in hour two, oh, by the way, we'll have both of these picks, mine and Jeff's, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back on this Friday afternoon, an hour-long conversation with Dr. Alan Carlson, founder and president of the Howard Center for Family, Religion, and Society, and author of several books, including his latest called Godly Seed, American Evangelicals Confront Birth Control, 1873 to 1973. How is it that American evangelicalism, in the span of less than 150 years, went from being opposed to contraception to being, well, in some cases in favor, but in most cases ambivalent and rather unconcerned about contraception? We'll answer that question in hour two.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.